Sup.
Sup.
Welcome to another episode of Pocket Cast. I'm sick of shit. I'm glad to be here. This is a DS podcast my boy Fletcher and I, Ed, do on the fairly frequent.
Fairly frequent?
Yeah, we usually do it often, not always, sometimes less often, but we mostly do it. This is episode 40?
Episode 40.
Episode fucking 40. I can't believe it's already been, well, one, I can't believe we hit a year, I'm going to be honest, right? That was a surprise.
That, and we're about to hit 2 years.
What?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, because we started in either, it's either early spring or like February.
No way.
February 23. Oh, yeah.
Holy shit. Okay, yeah. So we're, what, call it 3.5, 4 months? 4 months. We're 4 months. Because at the end
what?
Of February. What?
It's December. January. Currently, February.
Which is 3 months.
February is one of the shortest months of the year.
I know, but it's still like 24. It's like what, 18 more days?
Okay, whatever. Today.
Anyway, who gives a shit? Okay. Anyway, we do a fucking podcast called Pocket Cast. We play fucking DS games. Like bosses.
No.
Busy bosses.
Busy boss babies.
Which is to say, we play a little bit of these DS games.
Sometimes. And sometimes we get balls deep in them. Which sometimes I think,
go hard.
I was thinking about this, and there have been times, I think, where I've said or thought that that says a lot about the game, right?
Mm-hmm.
But that's not always necessarily true.
That is not always necessarily true.
And
I played a lot of Soul Eater.
I feel like there are times where we get into a game. A game is supposed to be good or something along those lines. Like, we hear good things about it.
Right.
Play it. We don't like it. Maybe it hit us on a bad week, right?
It's always possible.
So then, like, if we're playing a game and it's absolutely your favorite game and we have not given it a good enough chance because past 2 hours it gets really good,
mm-hmm.
but we just couldn't get past those 2 hours. Couldn't
make it 2 hours in 2 weeks.
Send us some hate mail and we will probably reconsider the game, I think.
I'll cut myself.
Please send us hate mail.
I like it.
Every cut is from you.
Yeah. I call it fan cuts. Kind of like a party cut, but it hurts more.
I don't know what a party cut is.
It's like when you get a pizza and you tell me I want a party cut and I cut it into little squares.
Oh.
Yeah.
Funny.
Links.
Yeah.
Little pizza joke for you guys. Mixed in with some self-harm. So this is a PG podcast that my buddy and I do about DS games.
This is far from PG. Do not let your kids overhear you listening to this. Probably.
Don't let your friends or family let you.
Listen to this podcast with headphones on, I think. We still have the one listener, whoever you are, shout out, for sticking with us for this long, that listens to the podcast on their TV.
Which is, like, what a menace.
It is a true menace. Like, energy. I love it. Keep doing it. But, man, I would never do that with our podcast. I probably wouldn't do that with a podcast that I am okay with people hearing.
Or that I just really, really liked. Like, I couldn't imagine somebody really, really liking our podcast.
I don't know. I don't either, but
it'd be weird. That would be, like, could you imagine if we just had someone
It may
out
not
there
even be
like,
that you really like
dude,
us, I don't think.
I need
think
to get to America, and I need to fucking meet these guys.
We are the...
I couldn't handle having a fan. A singular one. Like, dude, nah. Oh.
Yeah, no, I don't think so. I think what it is...
You think I'm the next Tom Segura?
I don't think it's that people love our podcast. I think it's that we're the only DS podcast. So if you love the DS, you probably tolerate our podcast.
DS podcasts out there for sure.
There's what?
There's a couple.
I haven't found any.
I swear to God, I found.
You say that, and you've never sent me links to any fucking DS podcast. If you can find,
just 'cause I'm a shit friend.
There used to be a podcast called Dual Screen. Is that what it was? No.
That's a fire.
It wasn't dual screen. It was... maybe it was. It was. It had something to do with the dual screen, I want to say.
We missed out on two friends, two screens.
I don't think we missed out on that.
I don't know. I'm just saying. Like,
you don't think that's not still available?
Not after this episode airs.
Yeah, someone's going to steal
so
that.
So we got four more days.
They're like, holy shit. All we have to do is put a little bit more effort into a DS podcast.
That's all it took.
We can win.
We can win it
then
all.
We will be the number two DS podcast in the world.
Ooh.
I'm fine with that.
I could live with that.
Yeah, more comfortable spot.
Honestly, it's a lot less pressure.
Exactly.
I don't feel... Yeah,
like that pressure anxiety, that you have to feel every 2 to 3 to 4 weeks coming in here to record, knowing that you're the number one DS podcast in the world. It's a lot of weight.
It's a lot. Honestly, like,
yeah,
I had a really hard time coping with it.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't realize the impact that was going to have on, like, my general day-to-day, which was bizarre. I had no idea. It's kind of maddeningly upset my life in so many different ways.
Yeah, like your boss just like treats you like you're their boss all of a sudden.
It's fucking weird, dude.
Yeah, it is.
He's like, dude, can I give you my ETO? I'm like, yeah, dude. Why the fuck are you being so weird?
Just transfer it over.
Just fucking drop that shit in my account, dude. I'm peacing out for the rest of the day.
Can you do that? Can you give people your ETO?
So, actually, I'm actually really upset about this because no, you cannot.
Because
so in a way, you can. You can donate. So every year at the end of the year, they give you the option for a buyback program. And so you can essentially sell so much of your ETO, right, and they pay it out at ridiculous tax rates.
Yes, absolutely.
But you can also donate it, and in which case it goes into a general account balance, if you will, that is then managed by either a department or a committee, and then people can essentially apply for this if they're in need.
Okay. I get what you're talking about.
So ideally it's being leveraged for people who say, you know,
medical,
like,
leave.
My grandma died. Yeah, grandma, you know, died. And, like, yeah. I don't have any FMLA for whatever reason.
I just
whatever.
Started working here. And
yeah.
Yeah.
And then they can apply for that. And then, you know, it comes out of that. But, which is cool, actually. I'm not saying, like.
But you can't just straight give it to somebody. Because then what makes it, it's so funny because you can do that in other jobs, but it's just trading shifts, right?
I mean, I guess. I mean, in a sense. But when you trade a shift, like, you're still working that same time.
Yeah, I guess that's true. It's not. Yeah. It's like the opposite of trading ETO.
Yeah, like the shadow image of.
I've.
And also, let's talk. I'm on a committee at work. Shout out Morgan. You know who you are. Committees are not an appropriate way for money to be distributed in any way, shape, or form. What needs to happen is a singular, or perhaps a duo, Morgan, could be in control of said fund and then perhaps make executive decisions. And like one of those people would probably have to be like, I don't know, like the regional general manager or whatever. And then the other person could be like the assistant to the regional manager. Just an idea. But anyway, like I would have more power.
Sure.
You know, attorney over
the
money.
Yeah.
And then I could decide what gets done with it because people are fucking idiots. And bureaucracy is fucking stupid because there's so much dead weight at the other end of the line and people are fucking stupid. So that's kind of, you know, just a quick little opinion of mine on it.
I have a very similar opinion right now on government.
On all things government.
On all things government. on state. Because I used to have, like, faith in the state. I haven't. Okay, let's be honest. I've never believed in the government, really. But, like,
no, you got,
I understand.
You got
as I'm
prayer,
getting,
maybe.
As I get older, I understand the, like, structure of it. And I appreciate it for what it is and all that. Whatever.
Yeah.
So I used to think state was better than federal. And I have been the last 2 weeks have been some of the most stressful weeks of my life. Like, I just, like, I have been going through the process of getting a liquor license, and that is fucking impossible. I guess not so impossible if there was more honesty on the table.
Or at least straightforwardness.
Straightforwardness, you know, just like give it to me straight.
Yeah.
And just so many balls being dropped on that end of the line that is completely out of your hands, where then you were just like, I got told from multiple people's bosses that I had done everything I could do on my side.
God.
And that's just the most frustrating thing to hear.
That does mean when nothing is good.
I got to the point where I was getting phone numbers from people that I don't think I was supposed to be getting their phone numbers. I think the person just wanted to be off the line with me so badly that they were like, yeah, here is that person's phone number. Call them. That's who I'm contacting. They will tell you the same thing. And then they wouldn't tell me the same thing.
Yeah.
And it's just, but hey, all said and done.
Yeah.
I've got my liquor license now.
Hell yeah.
I just had to get that liquor order in. And that's the doors to the bar are opening.
Fuck yeah, dude.
And
come on down.
So before we get into Lunar Nights.
The game we played.
The game we played.
The DS game.
I'd like to apologize to Lunar Nights fans.
Oh, no.
You
hated this game.
I
Holy shit. I'm so excited to hear your flaming opinion.
Yeah. So I think that a lot of anger from my situation may have transferred over, or frustrations, stress. By the time also I would get to the game, I would be at the very end of the day. Right? And I am just like, expensive.
Yeah.
Before we started, you told me already you liked this game.
I was excited for it. It looked interesting. It looked cool.
So I want to hear your...
You want me to go through it first?
Yeah, well, I mean, I'll chime in on parts, right?
All right, we'll get through the parts.
Like, let's just start with the one thing that I think we can all agree on with this game.
Cutscenes?
The intro cutscene?
Dude, how far did you get? Because the cutscenes, period.
I got, almost 4 hours in this game? At least. So I got to where the two of them are teamed up.
Okay.
You go in. I didn't get very far once they were teamed up, I don't think.
You could switch back and forth?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, cool. Because that's about where I made it.
Yeah.
I almost got to the end of that chapter.
I think I got to the end of, or near the end of that one, too.
Cool. All right.
So we're about on the same.
All right, sick.
Right. The intro song.
All of it.
Just everything. it's like Lupin the Third, Cowboy Bebop.
It's so good.
It's so cool. Fooly Cooly, kind of like with the goggles and everything. It's such a fun, cool intro. And it's kind of funny because I feel like it does not match the game.
Really?
Energy at all. And I
that's fair.
I like, once again, so I'm going to stay on a positive here.
All right.
Stylization of this game, everything about this game comes from Boktai.
Right.
Yeah. We'll get into that.
Okay. Later. Cool. I love it because you hate it and you know everything about it. I'm like, well, that was pretty fun.
I want more of that.
I will admit to you, though.
Yeah.
90% of my gameplay came from a single sitting.
Wow.
Yeah.
You chugged through that thing.
I did. I took a lot of cough syrup.
Hell yeah, that's the way to play this game. It is so... this game has this very isometric angle to it and
for sure.
Representation.
Let me say this: the map slash level design felt very Tactics design only.
Yeah.
Gameplay is obviously different because totally it's not different. An RTS or anything like that, or not an RTS. Anyway.
Yeah.
It's like an adventure,
action adventure
RPG,
absolutely, yeah.
Made
by Kojima Productions, right? So made by the people that made.
Those cutscenes are starting to make a little bit of sense,
and also the little red exclamation mark above the enemy heads.
Oh, yeah. Oh, for sure.
You know, like how you can sneak around a little bit, but not as much in this game.
It is interesting to see those game mechanics brought into, I guess, the platform and the presentation.
Yeah, and everything is so cubey about it. Does that make sense? Like,
no, 100%. Like, that's why for me the tactics idea makes so much sense, because everything feels gridlocked. There isn't a grid, but like all your movements being isometric, like you are moving,
and the grid is so obviously drawn out all the time.
Like, I mean, just the character design being limited to these square, like rectangular sections.
I loved it.
Yeah. I thought, I thought stylistically, yeah,
they did it great. They did it amazingly. Yeah. The action RPG with the sword, Lucian is the character that you're playing as.
Yeah, he's a vampire hunter.
Space vampire hunter.
Love
Lucian. I could have stuck with Lucian the whole way through. The other guy, I didn't.
Who killed it for you? Oh, the kid?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
What, the little anime boy who's gung-ho and hasn't figured out how to harness his power yet.
Dude, he's the fucking worst.
Yeah, dude, he is fucking ass.
Why?
I hated that chapter so
much. You could have made him such a different character, I felt. I don't know. And that wouldn't have been the same story or game. Whatever. But
yeah, whatever. Yeah.
God, it just annoyed the shit out of me. The mechanics of him. I didn't like.
I did not like it at first. Mostly because it took me forever to get used to the hack and slash style. Like, it's very...
The pacing?
It's rhythmic. Mm-hmm. Did you get a feel for that?
Yeah. Yeah, I did. That shield is important.
Yeah, the shield is important, and, like, I kept trying to brute force to get a triple attack into those red dudes. You know exactly what I'm talking about, don't you? Dude, and he would chomp me every time, and I'm like, this motherfucker, dude, I can get three hits in, I know I can, and then, like... Yeah, it's
you can
tactical,
but you have to wait for him to have done his attack, and then you can.
And then he stunned him. Oh, dude! Once I got a feel for that, and like juggling opponents, and then I felt comfortable, like intentionally, like taking on a whole crowd. Oh,
I'd run through and like just check out the area, and then turn back around and just get into the biggest battle, and it was so fun. I liked that a lot. Yeah.
Oh, I never did that.
The music through the whole game too is
incredible. At least
through what I played, it's so good.
Yeah.
The presentation is excellent.
When did we get to the part where you hated it? It sounds like you liked it.
Then you get to. So here's what it comes down to. Boktai was a game that came out for the Game Boy Advance.
Okay.
Around the time of like Metal Gear Solid 2. This came out
the same time.
And Boktai, there's so much more to Boktai that is. So when they were in the development for this game.
Okay.
They were held off on making this game for so long until Konami, is that right? Who made this game?
Kojima.
Yes, but Kojima worked for Konami.
Oh, yeah.
So Konami started doing something with some machines for hospitals or something like that.
Okay.
Because, of course, they have their hands in
everything.
Right. And it involved, like, picking up light. Like, it was a small device that could pick up light.
Okay.
And it's like a solar catcher kind of thing, but whatever. It's used for some shit. I don't know. They didn't dig into this. But that's what caused him to say, okay, now we can make this game. And this game where you could go outside and get, you know how...
I do remember you telling me about this.
So you know how there's like the R button or the A button where they pull it, where you can pull the
things. Yeah, you like go into a stance and then you can absorb energy.
So
yeah,
that's in Boktai.
And then is that like a theme in the game, in like the series?
So, no. And you see such potential right there, right? Because in these games, in the first ones, Boktai, you play as Django. Remember the name for this game in Japanese has Django in it?
Yeah, Django and Sabata.
Yeah, I don't know about Sabata, but Django is the first character is the original character from Boktai.
Okay.
And he has a power where he like pulls, he has the sun, it's the same character where he has the solar gun and that shit. Yeah. But so you go into these dungeons, you kill a vampire, you have to then pull the coffin out all the way back through the dungeon to the beginning to get outside, to then put it in this thing called the pile driver, I think it is. And it's got this like huge cannons around it.
Yeah.
That are shooting, that will shoot light at the coffin. As I recall, though, you have to like keep repairing these things and giving them energy.
Oh.
So you have to do this part of the game during the daytime.
Oh. Because
you're going to have to go outside to get energy. Like, gosh, there's not going to be... You couldn't use just these lights. Like, any...
Sure.
You'd have to go outside and get solar, sun...
Is that also, like, an action game. RPG?
Yeah, but it's, like, a shooter RPG, action RPG. It's very similar. It's a lot more about stealth, though.
Is it first person?
No.
No.
This is on the Game Boy Advance.
Oh, shit. Yeah, okay.
It's just, like... I mean, it's design and everything. It looks a really? Lot okay. like this game. Yeah. But it's... It's the, but the, when you ha, the main difference being that you have an external element that affects your gameplay,
sure,
and therefore you have to be kind of strategic about when you're playing the game and all that. And
oh, that is interesting.
There was obviously some big kickback on this from Konami saying, "Well, kids aren't going to be able to play the game at night."
Yeah, right.
You know,
have them throw a blanket over their head.
So, yeah.
Do you not have phones?
He first had the idea of doing. But a detector on it for garlic on your breath.
What?
And so if it picked up the scent of garlic when you were fighting a vampire, it would, you'd have like a stronger attack. Like
an advantage or...
Yeah. But that got shut down and everyone like, it yeah, said, like... It said in this documentary that like... We're not gonna have
a garlic detector on our fucking handheld game console.
2002 or some shit. Like,
dude.
We already have a solar receiver on it, man. We have like a tiny solar panel on this. Now you want that on there too?
That's hilarious.
So now to me, what I saw in this game was... the potential for a lot. You know, I loved that game when I was growing
up. It's got a lot going on.
But this game doesn't feel like it had nearly as much as Boktai. Oh, and really? Especially when you have these two characters now that are Sun and Night, so that you would have been able to play the character with Sun during the daytime, and then when you're playing at night, you would use your Night character. Genius. It's great.
It's, it, oh, it makes just it, mechanically. That I, would I work like, this perfectly. This is really clever.
But it, that doesn't... You don't need daylight or night to play this game. It has no effect on it whatsoever.
Yeah, you can just... Yeah.
And so it just really took away from that for me. And then...
Oh, you were expecting to have to get a sun lamp.
Also...
To play this game past, you know, six.
There's something just missing. And you'd have to play the first one to understand... You know, going into this one, there's a little bit of soul missing in this game
damn.
Compared to the first Boktai game.
That's a challenge to hear.
It is, but this game was fun.
Just not
once
there.
You got to that kid talking, he talks all the time. So there's a bit of dialogue in this game. And if one of the characters is going to be an annoying
a
ass
bit.
Kid.
Let's be real. There's a fuckload of dialogue in this game. So your gameplay to like it depends on where you're at.
Yeah.
But like there'd be 10 minutes of dialogue at the start of a chapter. You're like, I don't want to talk to anyone anymore.
Yeah, I'm Get fine with some world mission. Building. I love world yeah. building. But it wasn't really world building that dialogue was doing.
No, Shop Boy doesn't need 15 lines
Dude,
of dialogue.
Dude, oh my god.
Holy fucking shit, are you kidding me?
Yeah,
that shit sucked. And I did not make it far enough to like all of the different parts and pieces and scrap.
Did you see there's a spaceship part?
Yeah, there's all
some
of this
cool
shit
fucking
everywhere.
Looking parts to
but this
game
is only like six chapters long.
That's interesting because that means like we are in chapter what, three or four, right?
We're in chapter three.
Wow,
at the tail end.
It's a short game.
So and perhaps like the chapters get successively longer, but like for them to introduce mechanics that I really hadn't yet to see play out, and then build on them and expand on them. I don't know. The ratio doesn't seem...
Like, are you talking, like, the sword thing?
Yeah, I know, like, you can craft swords or find different swords, and I assume that the boy can have different guns.
Yes.
Well, actually, I know he does.
Yeah, because you get the missile the launcher, yeah.
Yep. That thing was
kind of cool,
sick.
But then, like...
Also
It's all about what enemy you're using it on, right? Like, everything about this game is very thought out. Everything Kojima has his name on is very thought out.
Yeah, everything has a time and a place.
What's the word I'm looking for?
Mechanic.
Meticulous? Yes.
Yeah.
It's very meticulous. Yes.
Indeed.
Yes, quite.
Quite so.
Ah, but yeah. I just felt like a lot of this game was tedious.
Ooh, okay. So, admittedly, the first time you have to fucking find all of the people and warn them and you don't have a gun. Or rather, strike that. You have a gun, you can't shoot it because you haven't figured out how to.
Yep.
So the only thing you can do is avoid. I did not care for that.
See, that reminded me of the first Boktai bit. I was cool with that. But they really drop that. They drop any stealth in the game. You cannot be stealthy, I felt.
I mean, you can. Did you get the prompt where it shows you how to, like, pan the camera?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But even then, like, they would be not looking at me and they would know where I was at. Like, it was just like...
Oh, really?
Yeah, it felt very... Just, it wasn't used.
I did end up just sprinting around and, like, just letting them chase me and then just, like, running them into walls and shit. And, honestly, that worked. I did almost die one time.
I had seen that it said that you take extra damage when you're running fast. So I didn't run.
You what? Really?
Yeah.
You take extra damage when you're sprinting?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yes. That'd probably be why you almost died.
That would probably be why I almost died. Holy shit. Especially those fucking hounds, dude. They leap a distance.
They do.
And God damn. And they're fast as fuck.
They're hard to read.
They're hard to read, dude. They're like, a lot of enemies, they'll like be aware of you. And then they're like, yeah, dude. I'm going to make my way over there in a second, and I'm going to kick your ass. you're like, cool, take your time, dude. Yeah, I'm going to come to you.
I got this.
Dogs are like, I'm in your fucking asshole right now.
You're like, dude, they're really what the shit, they're dude. Like across the screen, just fucking just making that
fucking
leap.
Yeet over.
Oh, well, that doesn't stop me.
Dude, their diagonals were crazy.
That was my other issue, was the isometric was so hard to read at times.
Yeah, I also struggled with that, especially in like, shitty situations, and it felt like there was, it almost felt like they rounded that hitbox of the corners off to be a little bit more forgiving, especially like when there would just be like a pillar,
I get what you're saying.
And it's, so it's basically a diamond and you'd have to like perfectly work around it, but then if I felt like I was, I don't know, shit felt a little wonky sometimes.
Yeah, I like I said, I feel like any, I had so many frustrations going on.
You should have chugged a bunch of cough syrup.
That when there was a frustration in the game, I was just like, fuck this game, and turn it off.
You can save literally at any time, so that is nice.
That was nice. I like that.
Yeah.
Kept forgetting to take advantage of that,
though. Ah, that's a bummer.
Oh, another thing that pissed me off. The menu screen. Horrendous.
Trying to remember.
It's all touchscreen.
I figured it out.
Then once you get into it,
I figured it out.
It's all buttons.
It only has touch sensor in the middle.
They were so hard to hit.
You can't touch, like, the buttons are wide.
Item. Like, dude, just...
once I figured out it's in the very center, and I'm like, oh, fuck me. That's a dog shit design.
It was not a good menu design. Because then once you got the, you would hit start, right, to get you to your menu. And then you use your finger to navigate to the sub menu.
Yeah.
And then within that sub menu, you have four options of what you can do, like in your items at least.
Right.
With these.
Those within, you can use the D-pad for.
That you use the D-pad for.
Just not
you
the initial sub menu.
Just.
I'm like, why?
Why?
It's clearly something you're doing.
Just let me move up and down on the fucking touchscreen. Like,
God damn.
I guess that when they're in the, when you have the spaceship scene, spoiler, I mean, if you watch the fucking trailer, it's in the trailer.
Yeah, true. The spaceship shit was pretty.
It looked fun.
Did you do, you did it?
No, I just saw the like clips of it. You know, I saw it in previews. If you just look up the trailer, it was in there.
You didn't fly the spaceship at all?
I don't think so. I don't remember. Maybe
like
I did.
It was like playing like any rail shooter. Like shit's coming off screen. You gotta fucking tap it, and then you have to like fucking fly the ship around.
Is it early on that you do that?
I thought it was. I'm trying to remember when. Cause you go to another planet.
See, you know, I didn't do that.
Oh shit! Maybe I made it. Maybe I made it past you then.
Yeah. Oh, dude. Or you watched a long play and you saw it in the long play.
Oh, I definitely played it.
Okay. Because
I was fucking, oh, I was murking that shit but so good, dude.
Besides that, they really don't use the touchscreen.
No.
Right? So no. Why bother in the menu? Because I'm cool with it in the rail shooter part. That's awesome. Rail shooter, I like that. That looks cool.
Honestly,
looks like
it looked great. Yeah.
But why
in the menu? That I don't. So, I can't tell you there.
There are a lot of things where it's just like, for it being a Kojima game, and for it being the what was supposed to be the rebirth of the series.
Oh, was this? Oh, I didn't realize the expectations on this game were so high.
From a fan at least, it was. It was so, they didn't really, I think Konami maybe didn't care about it at all because I didn't hear about it back when it came out.
Damn.
And I would think that I would have.
That's really hard to hear.
Yeah.
Huh. Well, that sucks. But that definitely diddly sucks.
I'm glad you super duper enjoyed it.
I did. I actually did. And I thought about it quite a bit. I think I would have loved this game as a kid though. The stylization and like the opportunities to see the pixel art in high detail was so frequent.
Oh, and the quality and
beautiful.
Was, yeah,
like those dude, some of the best sound and video quality. Like, yeah. Granted, 100% just video files, right?
Sure.
Like that's not. This is not a render.
Like it's so funny because we just came from Crystal Chronicles,
which was also really good.
Really good.
Yeah,
but this was.
I like blow this up and put this on the television. I'll watch this.
And anime. It's that they knew the limitations of what they were putting it on, right? And so they made sure that whatever they're putting on isn't going to blur. It's not going to fuck up in the. Because that happens in so many where you get that bit
even,
map.
Even Professor Layton had a little bit of that.
Yeah.
Just a little. It wasn't bad. Like, oh, God. Talk about another beautiful ass game, especially cutscenes wise.
But you think about the speed of the cutscenes.
Oh, dude, shit is blowing up.
And it still looks so good.
Was it the Castlevania one that was also sick as fuck, but had performance issues and would, like, and I'm thinking of Dawn of Sorrows? Yeah.
Oh, man.
Because remember when he jumps in the air and he throws the ball of lightning down or whatever, and then it fucking explodes? Dude, mine would always, like, stutter through that.
I don't remember. Out of that game... That's not what I remember. I barely remember the intro to that. I think I watched it like once, and I was like, "This is sick."
Dude, I watched.
But then
it like
they're like playing that
times.
Game was so much fun. That it was just like, get
I
me
loved
in.
That fucking game, dude. Yeah,
I think that's our game of the year. Absolutely,
Dawn of Sorrows. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, for sure. I think.
Yeah.
Dude, because I haven't played a game that hard in a minute.
I'm with you. Like, not just DS, but like across the board.
Period.
Yeah.
Like.
That's the first game I've gotten.
I haven't been hitting games hard, but except for Palia. I've been playing a fuckload of Palia.
What is Palia?
Palia is a free-to-play online multiplayer farming community sim game. Sim is not the right word, actually, at all. It's
like Harvest Moon, Stardew
Valley.
Kind
of, sort of, a little bit of all of those. Villagers, relationships, questing, and then you have what, like...
But it's MMO, you said?
Eights. Yeah, it is MMO, but it's all community driven. So like, if you're grouped, then you get bonuses. Everything is 100% shared loot. Community is super friendly. Like there's a hunting skill. You have bows. You can craft arrows. You can hunt animals. Use their parts.
First person,
shit.
Third person.
Third, over shoulder. It's clean. It's actually pretty clean, and it is. It is fun. We're both maxed out. Like, we're just, like, end-gaming shit pretty hard.
Nice.
It's pretty stupid. The farm building, like, decoration shit, that is the true nature of this game. Like, the journey to get to endgame where everything's maxed out and you're just, like, hunting for rare shit and building shit, that is where, dude, people... I can't explain to you the amount of people that I see in there with, like, crazy like maxed out farms with like thousands of pieces of decoration all over, and you have to craft all of that shit. Like, what the fuck? Like, you've beaten the game essentially.
Yeah, obviously, and then now you're just
crazy, dude.
Like, I'm not done yet.
Yeah,
it's kind of cool. I need a beautiful farm. That is, that's interesting. How old did this game?
I don't actually have a fucking idea.
Huh.
It's not old old, but it's relatively not old. We'll find out. Because they just came out with a pretty big update.
The new RuneScape that's not RuneScape?
Broken Shores? Does that sound right?
Mm.
Brighter Shores.
Brighter Shores.
So yeah, I found the name because I right clicked my Steam icon, which showed me my recent games, which is where I got it. So yes,
I have you did play
a little bit of that. Not much, maybe an hour.
Did you have an opinion on it?
Interesting. Not immediately scratching a RuneScape itch in any way necessarily.
Well, it's not RuneScape. It's not supposed to be RuneScape.
No, I know.
It looks just like RuneScape 3.
Well, it's very similar,
but it's not RuneScape, which is a very funny.
Well, and it's like I've played a couple of other grindy like MMOs like that because I do love the gameplay. I do. Something so addictive about numbers, dude.
I've been
getting big.
But the main thing I've been playing this past week instead of this game that we were supposed to play was RuneScape.
That's so funny.
Yeah. I needed that in my chaos. It was like, I need the order of numbers.
Yes, I need the numbers. Show me the numbers.
Can you not just go to your left over here? Go up to your top where it has the little clock thing?
Or there right you go. There. That's what I want. Jesus Christ.
That was hard to watch.
What are we trying to find out? When did it come out?
2024.
Oh, May 25. What? Or not May. March. March 25th.
I'm blind. I can't read that.
Holy fuck. Okay, so it is new as shit. Yeah. Oh my god.
And people have put
their lives into this
already.
Oh my god. There's an ass load of cosmetics, but it's all cosmetic. There's no, like, I don't believe there's any way that you can, like, obtain any currencies that would allow you to buy goods.
You know what I...
legitimately just earning them.
You know what I hopped on this week, this last week?
What was it?
Adventure Quest 3D.
Really?
Do you ever play?
No.
Do you know what Adventure Quest
is?
I know
what it is.
So Adventure Quest, I believe, started out as the like a in-browser kind of an RPG. It was like a Java RPG.
Oh, shit, yeah, dude. Shit, yeah.
So they ended up making a 3D MMO similar, you know, to every MMO ever, right? Where it's there's fetch quests and kill this many monsters. It's a WoW clone for sure.
That's wild.
When we lived in the Maple House and my laptop could barely run, I think I was playing Elder Scrolls Online, and it was a game I was so disappointed in. Because I wanted it like Oblivion or Skyrim.
Yeah.
Right? And it's just,
it ain't.
It's not even that, in my opinion, it's not that good even of an MMO or of a like.
I don't think it's a bad MMO. It's just not my kind
janky.
Of MMO.
It's just, it felt so janky, I remember.
It felt sharp on the edges.
And
like,
so.
Like it's all technically there.
It just feels
disconnected.
Very disconnected.
I had a similar opinion, honestly.
When I disliked that, I think I was like, I'm going to try out Adventure Quest 3D. I don't even know what made me play this game, but I was just like, sure, this is it. And I fucking grinded out this game for a while. I went to play it, and I could have sworn that I was max level when I was playing it last, and that's kind of why I stopped playing it, because there wasn't really much end game. But now I see that I'm like level like 20 or 25, something like that, which is nowhere near max level. And I played that just for a little bit, and that has become totally overran by microtransactions.
Oh damn.
Yeah,
that sucks.
It's unfortunate because it's one where you can play it on your phone and on your computer on the same account.
You know, okay, that's
something
tight.
I love. Did you see
that
it was the 20th anniversary for Half-Life 2?
I did.
They have a documentary out on YouTube.
I know, I have seen that. I haven't watched
it just
yet.
Came out. Yeah, it's like, I think probably last week or so, it probably came out. Yeah. Watch it. It's very, very good. Yeah, I watched it all the way through. So that's something else I'm I'm gonna start playing through Half-Life 2 again.
Dude, I've been kind of thinking about playing through Half-Life again.
It's been in my mind. And
have you played them all?
Everything but Alex.
Okay, yeah, fair.
Yeah.
Dude, yeah, I need to let you play Alex sometime.
Yeah.
Just come over and play it, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I actually haven't beat that.
I know. Yo, dude, just come over.
Yeah, just come over and play it. Yeah.
Yeah. I haven't beaten it yet. It was good.
I mean, I was intrigued in it, but it's also just what episode 3 or Half-Life 3?
Yeah, dude.
I don't think we're ever going to get that now.
I've come to terms with it, if I'm being honest.
Like, I feel like the original writer isn't even with them anymore, but I could be wrong because they were all there for the interview, so I don't know.
Yeah, I don't fucking know.
They just pulled old people in though. It was it's cool. They also have one for Half-Life 1. That I had never seen. They
had really?
25th anniversary. One for that one.
Damn, 25 years.
And that would have been a while ago. I mean, not too long ago. But it came out 6 years after.
That sounds right, I guess, then.
Yeah.
Yeah, but still, not that long ago. That's crazy. God damn.
But it's Half-Life 2 is such a...
Such a good game. I'm not going to lie to you. It literally in the last week... I once again went to Google and I Googled games like Half-Life because Half-Life is good, period. Honestly, I think if you like story and shooting, it doesn't get better. Then like here's great story and here's a reason to play this game and it's amazing and you want to see where things are going.
Well,
shoot stuff.
Half-Life 1 doesn't have that's a good story. It's such a good story that you don't realize a story is being told.
Right.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. Like you're just playing experience.
Yeah.
Like, now, admittedly, if you're not a shooter game person and it doesn't come naturally to you, you might have a drastically different experience. But, like...
I feel like it's a pretty easy game. And you know, it's pretty easy for a non-first person
probably. Yeah, but let me put it to you this way. This game is good because it plays like for shooters, because it plays like Counter-Strike. A way more forgiving Counter-Strike, but it's Counter-Strike, right?
I mean, it's on the same code.
Right.
Yeah.
You and I are pretty comfortable with that. Like, that is where we came up into shooting for the most part, right? Yeah. I have watched other people try to play Half-Life and they're like, I don't fucking like this game. I'm like, why? Just grab the revolver and shoot that thing in its pinhole eye. And they're like, I can't do that. And I'm like, it's so easy. Just kill it and then you can continue on over the sand pits. Like, that will summon 30 antlions. I'm not fucking doing that. I'm like, they're bitches, dude. Just pull the pistol out.
Have you seen the early Half-Life versions where they could do, like, just all crazy jumping, like, surfing and bee hopping through the... all those levels.
Oh yeah, dude. The
speed.
Oh my god. You're just flying through gates, dude. Just ripping through gates. It's literally like watching somebody do Kitsune where they have the gates open.
Yeah.
And they're just going at max fucking speed.
The fucking best videos. The funnest videos to watch. I don't know. It's so funny because of how much I am brought up in Half-Life.
Mm-hmm.
Like this game in it was a funny contrast to play Lunar Knights while watching a documentary about a game like Half-Life 2.
Ooh,
because
yeah.
There is no, not really, in my opinion, much world building at all done in Lunar Knights.
Mm-hmm.
It's like straight character driven. Everything about the world is very implied. Like, you know. Yeah, it's just like we don't have to explain to you.
Yeah,
it's we have a to very
go slay them in the sun.
You're yeah,
like, I guess we're doing that.
That makes sense. Okay.
Oh, the cutscene though of them using the cannon
to
execute that first vampire though. Did you watch that?
Yes.
That shit was dope as fuck, dude.
But don't sidetrack me.
Sorry. Please continue.
Half-Life 2. The episodes, it's all about world building, right? Half-Life 1 was so much about world building. Half-Life 2, they're like, oh, we're going to actually bring some story into it. Not that there was a very little story, I always felt, in Half-Life 1. and you're...
It's pretty self-contained.
Yeah. You're just kind of going through, you're listening to everything going on around you. You're catching people kind of talking right. about you on the radio. You have to play through the game like 2 or 3 times, I feel like, as many times as some people like us have, where it's a yearly tradition, basically, to play through Half-Life 1, at least. Because I can play through Half-Life 1 so fast.
You can do it, and you can knock it out in a couple hours.
Yeah, definitely an evening.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
So, Half-Life 2, I don't feel like I could...
Yeah, that, I mean, that one's a pretty... It's a, just a long game.
Yeah, I think you could probably get through Half-Life 2. I bet you get to Ravenholm, and then you're like...
That's a good stopping point.
That's a good honestly. Stopping point.
But also, fuck Ravenholm, man.
Ravenholm is going to take up so much of your time.
It takes up so much of your time, and like I've been through it 1,000 times, and it's still scary.
I'm fucking terrified. It's less terrifying now, just because I'm, like you said, so comfortable in that universe. Like, yeah. I've played through it so many times.
It's really not that bad.
Always remember the first time. You always remember like your first time playing through it, and it just being the fucking scariest thing. You walk into that weird like steam room thing, and it's the first zombie that you're encountering, and you just go, oh, fuck.
Fuck this shit, fuck dude. I thought this wasn't a scary game. And like, the antlions, they're not scary per se,
but they build tension.
Because they could pop up behind you, and once you've killed 1,000 of them, it ain't bad. But like, I still like the first time I ever played Half-Life 2, it was on my fucking laptop right after high school, and I was a live-in nanny with the wacky kids, and I was just playing. I think I would put my laptop on like a chest freezer in the garage because it would overheat. And then I would just kind of crouch, stand up and
play. Like I can totally picture this. Yeah, dude.
Excuse me. Actually sick. Wasn't faking earlier. I had earbuds in, and I had it cranked pretty loud. And it was at the very beginning when you first get chased by the Combine after you get to land at the train station.
Yeah.
And they're like chasing you on the roofs, and you go into that room, and then it's like you don't realize it's transitioned into a cutscene, and then the door in front of you, as soon as you go through that first door, just explodes, and they kick it in and hit you in the face, and I screamed. Oh my god, I fell fucking backwards. I was like, that was embarrassing. Also, what the fuck? That scared the shit out of me. I was not expecting that.
Yeah, I also remember having a very similar, like, just the the overwhelming this feeling of like, oh yeah, you can't get away from it, and then they all jump you like that, and mm-hmm. you're just, yeah, it's a fucking terrifying. It reminds me of
something Zelda-like. Like, the first time, like, if you're, like, the first time playing Ocarina of Time, and you're a kid, you haven't really figured out all of the puzzles and gimmicks and mechanics behind how this game works.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I think, you know, looking back on it, like, we forget, like, how we might have actually struggled through the first time we played some of these games. But just, I mean, it was a different time. We had more time. And we would just sit there and slave away at something and just fucking bang your head against the wall and hammer this shit out. And then you do that again, and then, you know, what, 20 years later. And, like, yeah, I've played that game 15 times. Like, I could do it in my sleep.
Yeah, absolutely. And also, the little bit is scary. You know?
Ocarina of Time is spooky as shit.
Spooky shit.
Yeah.
Fucking Majora's Mask is.
Dude, the well?
The 100% just spooky. Yeah, the those well. And those, and then the zombie things, you know, that hold on to you.
Oh, they fucking scream, and then they just
and they like latch they on to you. They fucking
full latch on you, and then they. Oh, dude, that scream.
Oh, that scream. Me. Yeah, that fucking gives me shivers thinking about it.
Oh, and I remember as a little kid watching my grandma play this on the N64, Ocarina of Time, and I just remember, like, at night she'd be running around Hyrule Fields, and, like, the
oh, and those, like, skeleton things.
Yeah, what are they called? Skulltalls?
Yeah.
Whatever the fuck. Anyway, yeah, they would spawn and just, like, Staros. Anyway, I thought I had it. Maybe that's it. I don't remember. Anyway, the little skelly boys would pop out of the ground, and they would just like, they were too slow, right? Like, you could run past
it. Stall. Are you fucking singing something to me right now?
Just phonetically trying to hear what I thought was happening in my brain.
We're going to move on.
Yeah, I appreciate that. But anyway, That would scare the shit out of me. Just knowing they were behind me and you could hear them.
Like the, the creaking and the cracking of the bones. Dude. Absolutely. Yes.
Ah, yeah. But dude, yeah. The zombie scream, dude.
Yeah.
Fuck that, dude. They had no business putting that in that game. Fuck.
I was always playing those games late at night, too.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, terrifying, dude.
Majora's Mask by yourself. Like,
that game is spooky.
I played that, like, extremely isolated, too. Like, it was, like, a summer where I was, like, staying at my grandma's. And so I didn't really have... You're disconnected from your friends and everything. Mm-hmm. And you're also just, like, you're at your grandma's house. So there's dial-up, right? I've got a fucking print-off of the guide. So it's me and the guide and Majora's Mask in a basement.
Fuck yeah, actually, though.
Late at night, every night until, like, you know, 4 or 5 a.m. like you do when you're a teen. And just, yeah, that's a fucking spooky feeling at times. Just the overwhelmingness of it.
Dude, the Mask Man in Majora's Mask?
Yes, the Mask Man.
Fuck
I had
that
a
guy.
Teacher that looked just like that guy.
Nope.
Yeah, dude. There's one of the scenes where it's doing the like he's like doing that thing right really fast, and he's got this creepy smile on and all that. She used to do this look, the same smile.
I don't like that.
And I would show it to all my fucking friends.
I'd be like, dude,
look at this. Is that this is that fucking lady? Yeah, that's what I'm always thinking about in math class. Is the scary fucking mask sales dude.
That fucking sucks, dude. I could not hang with that.
Oh.
That sounds terrible.
Yeah.
God damn. Now I want to play some Zelda. I want to play so many different games.
You know what we have fucking forgot to even touch on yet?
Yeah, we didn't talk about the fucking Nicolas Cage marathon we've been running.
Yes.
Fuck yeah, dude. Or as he's known in our current time frame reference of the... filmography.
Nicholas Coppola.
Fuck, why can't I get his fucking name
I
right?
may be saying it wrong and you no, might be saying right. it right. I feel like Morgan's giving me shit every time for saying it wrong. Oh, so I think he might be right.
Coppola.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, that's it. Coppola.
So we watched fucking Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Dude, there are more titties in that than I remembered.
This is an uncomfortable movie. Because they're like, they're teenage titties. I mean, they're not. They're like, obviously, yeah, they're all adult actors.
Pretty sure.
But I
was like, I feel like I'm putting trust in some people. Right now to trust that I'm not looking.
Because you hear that she's like 15 or something, right?
Yeah, and then
like fucking 5 minutes later, her tits are coming out.
She's like, I'm an innocent little girl. And I'm, and her friend's just like, you should give it away to an older guy because they'll just do it.
Yeah, just do it that way.
And she's like, I'm going to do that. Does it. I'm like, I don't remember this. Shit.
Yeah, me neither. I hadn't seen that movie since I was in high school, probably. And maybe I watched the VH1 version of it.
Yeah,
where
with
they
no
cut,
titties.
Yeah,
yeah.
Everything out.
Oh, that's a bummer.
Yeah, I was
dude.
Taken
I was
back.
Like, if I had seen this, which, dude, no way in hell I ever
would. No, you would not.
But if I had, dude, damn. Those were some nice titties.
I watched that movie with Morgan, and I had a question for her at the end of the movie that I have for you.
Mm.
Who's the main character?
Ooh, that's a good one. Ooh. Oh, fuck you. Actually, you know what my thought is? I already forgot the kid's name, but he's the like the little Jewish boy.
See, I disagree.
Really?
I think it's Spicoli.
I do like Spicoli.
Or it's the chick, the 15-year-old chick.
See, well, that's
because it
thing,
follows
though.
Her more so, I feel like, than it does the little Jewish boy.
Oh, but all of the kids. So, okay. So, if I'm being honest, this is one of my favorite things about it. And, like, I feel like it's pretty, like, spot on for the trope. But, or the genre, maybe. I don't fucking know. Everybody gets a little tie off.
Well, and they're all.
And
oh,
some of
at
them
the
are
end,
super
you
subtle,
mean
but
they have
like,
the
Spicoli
little...
and Mr. Hand.
Yeah.
Like, they have, like, their mutual moment of understanding and respect, which was honestly. Because, dude. That when Hand first fucking screams at Spicoli, dude, and fucking tells him off, dude, he looks like he's gonna fucking cry.
Another thing Morgan and I talked about, she thought that the reason that she's like, he always looks like he's gonna cry. They must have put the eye drop shit in his eyes a bunch that make you cry, but it also makes your eyes red.
Mm.
They're trying to make him look stone.
And accomplished.
But he's such a funny stoner trope.
You know who that the actor is?
Yeah.
What? I did not. This is Sean Penn, right? Yeah. Dude, I never put that together.
And then
I saw it in the credits, or not in the credits, but like on IMDb and shit. And I was like, wait.
And then Forrest Whitaker is the football player.
Yeah, dude. Shit. I'm like, I knew there were big names in this movie.
Yeah, I just didn't think.
I was like, that's Sean fucking Penn. Looking at these people, dude, so young. And it's like
Nicolas Cage, God, you barely catch him in this.
I was looking out for him so hard.
I know.
I missed him until the very end. He flashed on screen in like a brief panning like second shot of like the crowd at the football game at the end.
Yeah, yeah, and he's like, he's going. That's him.
That's the only because
he's
mom.
In the he's the one of the cooks. He's one of the, he's in the kitchen with Brad. Brad's bud.
I never like noticed him and as Brad's bud.
I feel like he must be in an earlier part too, at the very beginning.
Yeah,
I didn't catch him in that part.
I kind
of there's
want to go
so
back and
much
look
going
because,
on in the dude, beginning of the movie. I mean,
yeah,
when they're bringing everything in, Do you think this is what high school was kind of like in a big city in California back in the 80s? Early 80s, like because it's 82 that this movie came out.
My senior class had like 48 people.
Yeah, I was like 89 people. So,
yeah, like I have no idea.
No clue. The idea of the one guy, them talking to each other, saying we're in the same class, and they don't know each other's names.
Yeah.
Mind-blowing to
mind
me.
Mind-blowing.
Like, that would never happen. I know everyone in the
class. Yeah. Like, every single one of them.
So, let alone, like, not know your name. But
yeah,
there's another scene that he's in, I think.
Okay.
And I'd have to go back and double-check. But at the dance, he's in the dance at the very beginning. There's a person just going fucking crazy.
Just ripping it on the floor.
I think it's him, yeah.
That
it's hard to see. It's hard to see who it
seems
is totally.
Accurate
but it does. It runs.
He's a young actor.
Because, you know, he's got so little screen time.
He just
but he's got
like,
this
get
one
it,
where
get
the
it.
Scene starts on him. So he just fucking
he's shredding it.
Goes starts on a guy's feet going all crazy. And
oh
comes
yeah,
out,
yeah.
And he's
okay.
Like doing some fucking throwing his body around kind
that's
of thing.
Wild, dude.
But yeah, what a fucking wild movie. Another thing I want to touch on: bongs and weed in old movies, like 70s, 80s,
yeah.
90s movies, doing 80s things, whatever. Where the kids are just smoking in the house, in the parents' house.
Yeah, and the parents are either oblivious or don't care, which seems unlikely.
The only excusable thing I could think of is that everyone's smoking cigarettes everywhere.
I mean, maybe. And like, I don't know, yeah, if your parents are hardcore smokers, maybe they can't smell
they
shit.
They probably can't smell it, like, over the cigarette smoke. Because, like, that...
Well, it fucks with your smell a little bit.
Yeah, and it, like,
I don't know.
Damn, but I think you'd still probably notice it, right?
Yeah.
Even in a smoking household.
Here's something else to consider. The chronic wasn't what it is today either.
So, it may not have really
like
smelled like
high
skunky. Yeah, it just smelled like someone's burning some
laboratory
plants.
Fucking skunk ass.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, did it have an odor? Sure. It's notorious. Yeah. Are you picking it up from down the street? Probably not.
Right. True.
Funny. Damn. Honestly, what is increasing the potency of bud really done for us, honestly?
What do you mean?
I mean, well, now it's less incognito, bruh.
Yeah,
you know,
maybe we're this is all skeptical though, we don't know.
Yeah,
this.
No, true. Yeah,
they could have stank worse and been less effective.
I feel like
I've always found that really funny. That out of all the drugs in the world, the most noticeable one is the weakest one.
Objectively, yeah, I agree with you there. Yeah,
right?
For sure.
Like, you could be doing coke in the bathroom and no one fucking knows it.
I mean, everyone knows it. Let's well, but, like, I know what you mean.
Know,
no, yeah, I've always been
shooting up in the fucking bathroom.
Massively annoyed with that. Like, unless there's a specialized dog in the area. But, like, you forget, like, one morsel of weed and everyone's like, not fucking
that guy
worthless
rips.
Piece of shit.
I remember being like 18 or something and going into Stewie's with my friend to get keys or something from her cousin or some
sure.
shit, right? We had to run in there real fast. I'm like, damn, like, the whole bar is just
the
like,
whole
Jesus
bar is
Christ.
Like, Jesus Christ.
We're like,
I
didn't think about that, yeah, I guess.
I smoked up like 20 minutes ago. What the fuck? Yeah, dude. That shit's the worst.
It is.
Yeah. But maybe not forever.
Maybe not forever.
Come on, Braska.
It's getting there.
I hope so, man.
It passed the one court case. So
it did, but then I think the what's his ass
is trying to like repeal it or something, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
That poor kid. That poor kid.
That poor kid. Which, what kid?
So the whole foundation that started the like that has really gotten this thing going is from like a family, and the kid has bad epilepsy, and the parents were like facing like criminal charges for giving their kid.
Oh damn!
Because with epilepsy, the like best cure is THC with CBD, and so
dude, CBD is wonderful.
They're giving that to him, and like it with minute THC levels, mm-hmm. in it, like not noticeable. It's just to activate the CBD that cancels the seizure, and so they're just fighting to get their kid not to have seizures that are life threatening anymore. Basically, all right, well, like.
I kind of feel like a piece of shit now.
I know. I mean, celebrate the legalization of a healthy medication, but it is wild. It's wild, though, to know that there's some senator, whatever the fucking guy is,
dude,
just repealing the shit out of it.
We need to have a politics session so I can fucking rant and rave about some of the fucking idiots we have in office right now.
We won't have the time for that.
We don't have the time for that, and I'm too uninformed.
Me too.
Yeah, that's all right.
It's one thing to be uninformed about a game, right?
And yeah, like, I'm not hurting anybody. What are you going to do, spend $4? Fucking retro games.
So, oh, also another thing. Nintendo went after 200,000 ROM, like...
Oh.
And, like, modder. I don't know exactly who all they went after.
Like, creators?
Potentially
users,
you know, good thing
not that that would impact
not that that would affect us, but right. I don't know exactly who they went after, but it sounded like they may have been going after some podcasts.
Oh shit,
so the content may change someday.
Interesting.
You know, so we'll see what happens. If we get a cease and desist, we'll be a Nick Cage. Cage Cast.
Yes.
I love
Cage
it.
Cage Cast. Actually, I don't hate it, actually. Yeah. Cage Cast.
Oh, and so let's go ahead, before we say the other game, because I am opening a bar, we're going to move our recordings to once a month. I don't know what that's going to look like for this month. Like, we're just going to do it on the... Is it the 4th right now? So do it on the next 4th or something.
We will not do it on the next 4th, I'm sure.
No, we will not. Because I've just gotten married. You are correct. Yeah, no, so... we won't do the 4th. We'll figure it out. Once a month-ish. It's just that the timing is probably going to ease up a little bit. It'll give us potentially more time to play a game.
Fuck yeah.
You know, or the same amount of time.
We'll see, yeah.
It'll just be nice also to be able to juggle some other extracurriculars in there without feeling the pressure.
Yeah.
So
we'll see what that looks like over time and then adapt as necessary.
Did we know what game we were going to do? Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do. Remember? Yes, yes, we do.
Yeah. So we decided it's going to be a chaotic month. We're coming into the holidays. And what better thing to do around, you know, Christmas time when we celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior than to play a game we've already played and keep playing it.
And kind
of like a resurrection, if you will.
And celebrate holiday, the resurrection of our Lord and Savior.
Chrono Trigger.
Oh,
yeah.
I am. There is something so cozy about this game and so... I don't know, maybe it was around the time that I got I was younger.
Such a beautiful game, too.
But it reminds me of just, like, chilling inside when it's cold out, staying warm.
I do love that feeling, dude. Couch and warmth time, good, cold.
So good.
Outside.
So good.
Season. Yeah.
Yeah.
Love it.
Love it.
Like, more so than rain. Like, like I like the sensation of being cozy and rain and raindrops, but like, dude, silence, warmth, and like
some nice just like JRPG the, just knowing, music I don't playing. Even have
to see the fucking snow outside, but like knowing that there's a blanket mm-hmm. on everything just makes me want to chill, dude.
Yeah, dig handheld into a JRPG. Is a good way to go.
Yeah,
the JRPG,
the
JRPG. JRPG.
Damn, I'm excited.
I am too.
It's gonna be a good.
It's gonna be a good month.
It's gonna be a busy month.
We'll see you next year.
Yeah, see you fucks next year. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa, Happy Chinese New Year.
We're going to miss a bunch. Happy.
Happy Thanksgiving. Ooh. Happy.
Oh, we can't do that.
Happy Spotify Wrapped Day.
Happy Chalupa Thursday. Pretty sure that's in there somewhere.
Taco Tuesday.
Taco Tuesday.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. A few times.
Yeah. Four, yeah. Probably.
Four. Yeah, four.
Probably four.
Probably four.
Yeah.
Happy four Fridays.
Happy four Fridays.
Happy four Fridays.